Iraq's former Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz is in U.S. custody. Aziz surrendered to U.S. forces in Baghdad yesterday after reportedly receiving assurances he would be treated in a dignified manner. Although he is number 43 on the list of 55 Iraqi officials wanted by the Americans, Aziz was one of the best-known members of Saddam Hussein's regime. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
With his polished English and worldly manner, Tariq Aziz passionately defended the Iraqi regime. In the face of the impending U.S. invasion last month, Aziz remained defiant till the end.
Every man who is a father and a grandfather might have anxiety about his children, grandchildren in times of war, but that doesn't mean that we are going to give up and surrender to the Americans just to have the safety of personal safety. We are not going to do that.
With his trademark double-thick glasses and ubiquitous cigar, Aziz was well known in palaces and parliaments throughout the world. But his importance to the regime diminished with time. Out of the 55 most wanted members of Saddam's government, the U.S. and British forces gave Aziz's capture a somewhat low priority. He was only number 43 on the list of 55. In Baghdad, news of his arrest spread quickly among a population now dependent on word-of-mouth information. At an outdoor tea house, Nasser Ahmed sipped a glass and swatted flies from his face. He says the capture of Aziz is giving him more confidence that the regime is truly crumbling.
My idea about Tariq Aziz, he is the most criminal people I have ever seen in my life after Saddam Hussein.
Why?
I believe that he is the reason of the war between Iraq and Iran and the reason of the war between Iraq and USA.
Aziz wasn't a member of Saddam's familial clan from Tikrit. He was a Christian, the only one in Saddam's inner circle. The 67-year-old former deputy prime minister joined the Ba'ath Party in the 1950s and quickly rose to power under the guidance of Saddam Hussein. In the early days of the war last month, rumors swirled across Iraq that Aziz had given himself up. But within hours, he appeared in front of journalists in Baghdad. That was the last time Aziz was seen in public. With few exceptions, people in Baghdad say Aziz was actually the least worst of Saddam's inner circle. At the bustling Al-Rehita vegetable market, Abdullah sells eggs and tomatoes. He says Tariq Aziz didn't harm the people of Baghdad.
As a people, we have not seen any harm from him. The main person who is of the regime is Saddam Hussein and his sons.
Next to Abdullah, 73-year-old Jack Hartoon fingers tomatoes, looking for the best ones. He agrees.
He's a good guy for me.
What do you think that they should do with him? Should they punish him or should they let him free?
If you ask me, let him free.
In London, though, members of the Iraqi opposition welcomed the news. Faisal Karaghouli is with the Iraqi National Congress.
Definitely he witnesses a lot of those crimes, what Saddam did, what's planned, and it's very important that we know part of the story from one side, like Tariq Aziz.
Aziz will most certainly have time to tell his story. U.S. officials have suggested that he may have tried to cut a deal with American forces in the last few days. The former deputy prime minister has had two heart attacks, and it's widely believed he gave himself up because of his medical condition. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.